Hello. After a long speech, I got the mic. So people call me the militant atheist, the most militant. So I don't know why people call me that. And many people ask me, several times they ask me, why you became an atheist? I always told them, oh, okay, I read Quran, so I become an atheist. So that is the reason I always tell people that read Quran. If you really want to be an atheist, read Quran and Bible and other stuff. So Quran is obviously my most inspirational book that made me like Asif Muhyiddin. So I am very grateful to Muhammad and Islam and Quran. So I am very happy to be here today. In 2010, I organized one meeting of free thinkers like atheists, agnostics, or any other thing, non-believers, in Dhaka, Bangladesh. That was the first meeting of non-believers in Dhaka. Parvej was there at that time, and 34 people came that day. When I started writing about atheism, or I was talking about atheism, I thought that I am the only one person in the world who don't believe these stupid ideas. But day by day I found some people that, okay, some people, they also don't believe, they are like me. And I came from a very Muslim family, very strong Muslim family, and it was a very hard journey to come here. I don't want to share with you my experience, my personal experience, but I can tell you shortly something that I was attacked several times. In 2013, the attack was very brutal, and I was police liked me very much in Bangladesh police. They always ask me to come to the office and discuss. The good thing is, in 2013, I went to the police station and I was debating with 18 police, and 4 of them become atheists later. So that was the good thing. So I told police that, okay, invite me anytime. I can come to your office and we can discuss about atheism and criticism of Islam. And I was in prison for a few times. I just want to tell you a small story in the prison. When I was in prison for the second time, I was in prison for blasphemy. The case is still going on, and maybe they will punish me for 10 years imprisonment. I don't know, but anyway. When I was in prison for second time, I met my attackers who attacked me in 2013. And that was a, there was 3 persons who attacked me, and 3 of them were in the prison that day. And one of them, he was like 23 years old, young boy. And he called me from upstairs. Oh, I said, hi, do you remember me? I said, no, who are you? Then he said, it's me. I said, oh, you are. Oh, let's come down, then we can talk. Then we talk for like 1.5 hours, and we eat something together, and we discussed about how many virgin he will get in heaven. Yeah, and he told me 72. I said, is it a fixed number, or you can ask for more someday? And I was making fun, I was making joke with him, and but he was very strong about his ideology. And I asked him that, what you are going to do when you will go out of the prison. He told me he will try again to kill me. Then I said, okay, fine, let's see what happened. And that time I realized that I am not the victim of Islam. I am not the primary victim of Islam, or the other atheist blogger you saw, they are not the primary victim of Islam. That boy is the victim of Islam and political Islam, and there are a lot of other boys like him. They want to get the virgins in heaven, whatever they want to do in heaven. I don't know what they are going to do in heaven, how they can handle 72. So I told him, how you are going to handle 72? I cannot handle one. But the thing is, he was very strong, and he was also born in a very Islamic family, very strong Islamic family. And I was also born in a very strong Islamic family, but I read some books. I found a library, I read some books about philosophy and history, but he never got that chance. So I felt very sad later that if he was born in Europe, in a modern society, if he had a good education and a good family, he could do something else. He could be a philosopher or scientist, but now he's a terrorist, he's a radical Islamist. He wants to kill people for Allah. This is stupid, but somehow I have to understand his problem, where he came from. So I think that to discuss about me, what I experienced, I want to discuss about that boy or many boys like him or girls like him who are going to join ISIS or Al Qaeda, even from Europe. There are many people are going to join ISIS now, and we should do something about it. We should think about it. We should discuss about these things. We should not censor ourselves, because some people will be hurt or some people will be offended. We should not censor our discussion to comfort some people. We should always discuss these things. And I always wanted to create a space where I can discuss, we can discuss. So that is I want to create a space where nothing will be censored, everybody can speak what they think. That is what I do. I had to leave the country because 500,000 people came to the street with my poster and my name, and they announced that this person have to be slaughtered in public place. And many newspapers, they published my big pictures and with the title "Number One Enemy of Islam," and that is okay. I don't complain about these things. That happens with activism. When I started my activism 18 years ago, I became an atheist when I was 13 years old, and when I was 15 years old, from that day I started discussing these things in public debate and writing some articles in the newspapers. So that day I knew that someday they will try to kill me, they will try to attack me. So I never complained. It's okay, it's fine. What we are dealing, it is a very radical ideology, and we have to deal with the consequences. So for me, I am okay. And I don't want to portray myself as a victim. I want to portray that boy as a victim of Islam and every radical ideology. Thank you so much.
So, please allow me to ask the first question. Was it at least a very good picture of you? were you happy about that picture?
Many years ago, I posted a picture with a bottle of vodka in my Facebook. I'm drinking this bottle tonight. So they took that picture. They took that picture, and that picture is now in every Islamist computer. You can find this picture in every Bangladeshi Islamist blogger or anyone.
And they make a folder in the computer, this the devil.
Yeah, and they posted that picture everywhere. In 2013, I saw my picture everywhere in the street. They posted my picture with the bottle. And that was not very expensive vodka. I thought, okay, that picture, you should use some other pictures, something expensive.